This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. government does not plan on imposing COVID-19 screenings for passengers traveling from Britain. Reuters citing people briefed on the decision for its reporting. This comes after a mutant strain of the coronavirus spreading rapidly in the U.K. has caused widespread fear among countries across the world. White House coronavirus task force members backed requiring negative pre-flight tests after a meeting on Monday. But the sources said the Trump administration has decided not to take any action for the time being. Countries started shutting down travel from Britain on Sunday after the spread of the new strain became clear. Speaking on media networks, ABC's Good Morning America, Dr. Anthony Fauci said, "It is possible, and you must assume the new COVID-19 strain is already in the United States." Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. The European Commission is providing guidelines for travel to and from Britain as countries scramble to try to protect citizens from the new mutant strain of the coronavirus. The European Union's executive branch recommended Tuesday that all EU countries lift the travel bans imposed on Britain to avoid supply chain interruptions and stranding travelers. The Commission advised member states to discourage non-essential travel to and from Britain, but said people heading to their country of residence should be allowed to do so. If they are going to travel between Britain and another EU nation, they should undergo a COVID-19 test or quarantine. Health officials have also attributed the COVID-19 surge in South Africa to the new variant of the coronavirus. We have the full story and more on voanews.com. This is VOA News.